You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Jeremy Lee here, and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about my favourite dish, and here I'm going to give you my recipe for my smoked eel sandwich. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. This feeds one, and for this smoked eel sandwich, you will need 75 grams smoked eel fillet, one slice of sourdough bread, some softened unsalted butter, one soup spoon of horseradish cream, one soup spoon of mustard cream, and one soup spoon of red onion pickle. Now, the red onion pickle makes enough for 6 sandwiches, but it's not easy to make less. And for this, you will need 85 grams of caster sugar, 220 grams of organic cider vinegar, and 125 grams of red onions. To make the horseradish cream, roughly 200 grams, take 300 grams of freshly grated horseradish, 50 grams of caster sugar, 55 mils organic cider vinegar, and 100 mils of double cream. Then, for the mustard cream, again, this makes enough for 6 sandwiches, take 2 teaspoons organic cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons caster sugar, 1 soup spoon Dijon mustard, and 150 mils of double cream. Now, first make the red onion pickle. Dissolve the sugar in the vinegar by whisking them together in a bowl. Peel the onions, halve them through the root and cut into thin slices with the sharpest knife. Stir the slices into the brine and cover, and let sit for at least 45 minutes. Next, make the horseradish cream. So peel and finely grate the horseradish. Dissolve the sugar in the vinegar by whisking the two together in a bowl. Stir in the grated horseradish and avert your eyes and nose, covering the bowl quickly. Let sit for 15 minutes, then remove the covering, don't inhale, stir in the cream, decant into a bowl, cover and refrigerate. The fresher you use this, the better, but it will keep in a sealed jar in the fridge for 2 to 3 days. For the mustard cream, in a bowl, whisk the cider vinegar and caster sugar until the sugar dissolves. Then add the Dijon mustard and whisk until smooth. Add the cream, mixing well. Cover and refrigerate until needed. To assembly, cut the eel into 4 pieces. Cut the bread into 2 pieces. Butter the bread sparingly. In a pan, fry the bread lightly, butter sides down, until crisp and golden. Place the bread on a board, crisp side up. Put a spoonful of horseradish cream on one slice. Do not spread, as gravity will do the work for you. Secure the eel in the horseradish cream. Place a spoon of mustard cream atop and the remaining slice of bread on top of that. Return the sandwich to the pan and cook swiftly until crisp and golden. Turn the sandwich and repeat, then lift onto a plate and serve with a small tangle of red onion pickle. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, visit bbcgoodfood.com.